USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As lawmakers on Capitol Hill debate a new coronavirus relief package, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says President Trump and the White House are also looking to do some sort of relief package before the end of the year.
Right now, the focus is making sure that there is stimulus relief for Americans who are hurting right now. So that is the current active policy priority that we are working on moment by moment, along with COVID.
CDC Director Robert Redfield saying the next 3 months are going to be the most difficult time in public health history of the nation. Dr. Redfield saying it's important to recommit ourselves to mitigation of coronavirus as a vaccine is around the corner. Redfield also saying we've learned a lot about how coronavirus works, but things are going to get worse before they get better. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Greg Kelly Reports is breaking ratings records. It's the hit new show on Newsmax TV. President Trump was recently on Greg Kelly, and every night more than 2 million people tune in. Kelly is a former combat Marine pilot and White House correspondent. He's asking the tough questions the media won't. Tune in to Greg Kelly on Newsmax at 7 p.m. Eastern. Plus, watch Newsmax for Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Alan Dershowitz, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, and a lot more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems like DirecTV, Dish, Xfinity, Cox, Optimum, Spectrum, Fios, and more. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator today. Tell them you want it. Plus, watch Newsmax TV for free on Roku, Zumo, YouTube, Pluto, Apple TV, and even smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Newsmax is already one of America's top cable news channels. Find out why. Watch it today. Newsmax is real news for real people. You should watch Newsmax.
The UK is set to become the first country in the world to distribute a coronavirus vaccine.
Vaccines usually take years to develop. Under Operation Warp Speed to combat COVID-19, we got it done in well under 1 year. In a major announcement, the United Kingdom has approved the Pfizer and BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine. The two-shot process will start shipping out to UK's most vulnerable in the next 48 to 72 hours. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Week 12 of the NFL wrapping up on Wednesday with the unbeaten Pittsburgh Steelers hosting some semblance of a Baltimore Ravens team in a game that has already been pushed back 3 times due to COVID-19. The game was set to be played on Thanksgiving, then it was pushed back to Sunday, then from Sunday to Tuesday night, then from Tuesday to now Wednesday. The last time the NFL played a game on Wednesday, it was 2012. Kickoff set for just after 3:40 Eastern Time in Pittsburgh. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Several new Republican members of Congress say they're forming the Freedom Force to stand up and fight back against socialism. Congresswoman-elect Michelle Steele of California joining Congresswoman-elect Nicole Malliotakis of New York. Malliotakis behind the reason for forming the Freedom Force.
I think what you're going to see is a group of individuals who are going to serve as a counterbalance to that, the values of the socialist squad. We don't believe we should be dismantling the economy. We don't believe we should be destroying free market principles. We don't believe in Green New Deal. We don't believe in packing the courts.
The fight to decertify the election results in Pennsylvania is continuing.
Representative Mike Kelly of Pennsylvania is leading a group of petitioners asking the Supreme Court to nullify the certification of the election in his state. Kelly is asking for an emergency order that would revoke last week's certification of former Vice President Joe Biden's win. He also filed with the court to hear an appeal of his lawsuit regarding the constitutionality of Pennsylvania's no-excuse absentee voting. His suit, which was denied by the state Supreme Court, said that the Pennsylvania legislature violated the state's constitution when they changed mail-in voting rules. Texas Senator Ted Cruz has thrown his support behind Kelly's petition. In a statement Tuesday night, Cruz said that the group's suit raised serious legal issues and needed to be heard in an expedited manner. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thank you, Dan. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.